Gemara in the end of Masechus Megillah Daf Lamed Aleph tells us that the Kriya Sator of the Shabbos is somewhat unique. It's a fulfillment of a Takanas Ezra. Ezra instituted that it's necessary to lay in the Tochacha before the Yontif of Shavuos and before the Yom Hadin of Rosh Hashanah. It's not just simply coincidental that this happens to be the Parshas HaShavua, but rather an independent Takanas Ezra. Tosus even points out, and Daf Lamed Aleph from the days of Masechus Megillah, that explains something that is somewhat unusual. Tosus writes, Shalu b'beis Samedrash shel Rabbeinu Nissim. This year, we have two Shabbosos in between Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, does not fall out on Shabbos, and therefore it's necessary to divide the Kriya Sator. And Tosus writes very simply that we have the Parshios, for example, of Matos and Masai. We have the Parshios of Nitzav and Vayelech. Tosus writes, if I were to ask you, which is it that we should combine and which should we separate? Tosus writes very simply, why not combine the very short Parshios of Nitzav and Vayelech? And why not separate the long Parshios? And as you know, we certainly did not do so. At the very beginning of Chodesh Av, we combined those parshios of Matos Masai, and yet here we're going to separate Nitzavim Vayelech. Why exactly is that the case? That was Shalom Abeis Medrash, Shal Rabbeinu Nissim. So Tosus writes very simply, it was because of this, Takanas Ezra. Ezra insisted that you have to lay in the brachos and klolos before Rosh Hashanah. And Tosus writes the following, that these brachos and klolos, they begin in Parshas Kisavo, but they extend even in Parshas Nitzavim as well. And therefore, Tosus writes, it's essential to lain Parshas Nitzavim right before Rosh Hashanah. After all, Parshas Nitzavim deals with Bechira, Tshuva. So therefore, you have to lain particularly that Shabbos. If you were to separate the earlier Parshios, and you would combine Nitzavim and Vayelech, the combination Nitzavim and Vayelech would be the Kriya Sator for Shabbos Shuva, and therefore Tosus writes, you would not accommodate that Takanas Ezra. So recognize that the whole sequence of the Parshios, even beginning with the summer, is determined by this Takanas Ezra, to lay these Parshios before the Yontif of Rosh Hashanah. We had mentioned last year at Shuvas Marit, Chelek Beis Simen Dalet, where Marit is bothered by a different question, again this past year, when you're dealing with a leap year, a Shana Mu'uberes, and the last day of Yanta falls out on Shabbos, so all of a sudden that the Kriya Sator of Chutz Laretz, and that the Eretz Yisrael is one off. For them it's Yisro Chag, it's a Kriya Sator of Shabbos, of Achrei Mos, and for us, it's a Kriya Sator of Yantif. So the Marit is so bothered that, okay, we're one off, but there was an obvious solution. The next Shabbos, in Eretz Yisrael, they lay in Kedoshim. If we were to lay in Achrei Mos in Kedoshim, we would be aligned with Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, that would have been the simple solution. Ooh, the truth is, Mari, we don't do that. We don't do that. We lay in Achrei Mos, we lay in Kedoshim, we separate the Parshios of Bahar, B'chukosai, Chukas, Bolak. We skip over every opportunity to align ourselves with the Kriya Sator of Eretz Yisrael. So that's the theme of the Tshuva Smarit, that why is it months ago we didn't solve this problem immediately? So take a look, the Homarachi in the Marit. But Marit writes, that's how he begins. It was because of the Takanas Ezra. Because just like you have to lay in the Tochacha before Rosh Hashanah, you have to lay in the Tochacha in Vayikra before Shavuos. And imagine, if we are going to combine Achrei Mos and Kedoshim, you know what's going to happen? We'll have that combination. And then we're going to lay the Tochacha of B'chukosai, and then we're going to have B'midbar, and then Naso, and then Shavuos. There's going to be a huge gap in between the Kriya Satochacha and the Yontif of Shavuos. So there's a downside to that combination. If you're going to combine early on, all of a sudden now you have a very wide gap in between the Tochacha of Vayikra and our celebration of the Yontif of Shavuos. In Eretz Yisrael, that's what they had this year. They really didn't have a choice. There were weeks in between the Tochacha and the celebration of Shavuos. But if we can avoid that, because after all, we're one off, so therefore we're going to combine later, We're not going to come on earlier in order to accommodate this Takanas Ezra. So realize, it's striking, right? You can go through the Parshas HaShavua without realizing this unique Takanas Ezra. And imagine, a person can be in Shul this Shabbos for Parshas Kisavo and not even realize that this is a separate Takanas Ezra, that not just simply the Kriya Satorah of Parshas HaShavua. That's what the Shulchan Aruch writes in Tav Chav Ches. This is a special Kriya Satorah. You ask everyone, oh, Parshas Achar, a special Kriya Satorah? Absolutely is. This Shabbos is a special Kriya Satorah. People don't realize, but this was a separate Takanas Ezra. And with this in mind, perhaps you can address the Kasha of Avudraham at length in the Taz in Kuflametes, and the Taz in Tav Chav Ches. The Taz is bothered by the following. The Mishnah tells us, there in Megillah and Daf Lamed Aleph, that Ein Mafsikin B'Klolos. That you know what, when you lay in the Tovacha, don't have any Hosafos. Don't stop midstream. You know, the Mishnah describes Megillah and Daf Chaf Aleph that sometimes Hosafos are forbidden, sometimes Hosafos are indeed allowed. A pretty fundamental machlokas between Rashi and the Ran, how to read the Mishnah. Rashi's yesod always is that why should you avoid Hosafos? Because of Bittul Malacha. And therefore, whenever there is an Isser Malacha, there's no Isser of Hosafos. So therefore, Rashi Shita is you can have Hosafos and Kriya Satorah on Shabbos, as well as when it comes to Yantiv. The Ran and that Sugya, Megillah Chaf Aleph writes a beautiful biur that the number of Aliyos on a given day reflect its Kedusha Sayom. And therefore, the Sugya Baba Kama Daf Pei Beis, we're going to start with three. In order to demonstrate that there's something unusual about Rosh Chodesh, unusual about Chol HaMoed, we're going to add. In order to indicate, you know, that Yantif has a higher Kedusha than Chol HaMoed, we're going to add five. In order to indicate that Yom Kippur has a higher Kedusha, six. And the ultimate Kedusha, Beit Zadav Yud Zayin, is the Kedusha Siyam of Shabbos, and therefore seven Aliyahs. The Ran writes the Chiddush that if you have a Hosafa, you're encroaching on a heightened Kedusha Sayyam. You make Hosafa on Chol HaMoed, it's as though you're equating it with the Kedusha of Yantif. You have Hosafa on Yantif, Yom Kippur of Shabbos. Once you reach Shabbos, then a heter of Hosafos. Different minhagim, whether yes, whether no, but Me'ikar Hadin, Rashi writes that Hosafos are allowed when it comes to Shabbos, when it comes to Yantif, and the Shita Saran, no, only when it comes to Shabbos itself. Our general minhag is somewhat unusual, that typically speaking, we don't have Hosafos when it comes to Yantif. Many shuls do have Hosafos when it comes to Shabbos, with one exception, everyone has Hosafos, Simchas Torah. Now in Simchas Torah we have Hosafos, not just the Chamisha Kruim, but certainly we go ahead and add to it with the Chasanim. Why exactly is that different? Rav Soloveitchik once made the following ha'ara, fascinating, that Shabbos versus Yantif. How do you distinguish between Shabbos versus Yantif? No, the Kedusha Sayyom, but maybe another factor. And that is, what is the Mechayiv of the Kriya Satorah? What is driving the Kriya Satorah? Is it a Shabbos Dikka Kriya Satorah, or is it a Yantif Dikka Kriya Satorah? A Yantif Dikka Kriya Satorah. Maybe that's the difference. You know, if it's Yantif Shechalios B'Shabbos, the Kedusha Siyam is Shabbos, but the Kriya Satorah is a Yantif Kriya Satorah. Simchas Torah is pretty unusual, no? It's a Kedusha of Yantif, but what's the theme of the Kriya Satorah? It's not Parshas Emor, right? It's not the Moadim, but rather the theme of the Kriya Satorah is Parshas HaShavua, that of Vezos HaBracha. So maybe that would explain our practice. Even on Yantif Shechalios B'Shabbos, in such an instance, the trigger of the Kriya Satorah is Yantif, we don't have Hosafos. And the one Yantif that we do is Simchas Torah, where the Misgeres of the Kriya Satorah is similar to that of a case of Shabbos. But typically speaking, sometimes Hosafos, yes, but that's what the Mishnah tells us. And that's Lamed Aleph. Not true when it comes to Tovah. Not true when it comes to Tovah. Ein mafsikin b'kolos. That you read seamlessly. So the Gemara questions, why exactly is that true? Why should the Tochacha be any different, that we wouldn't stop in midstream, we wouldn't all of a sudden pause, now have an extra aliyah? So the Gemara has two possibilities. Rabbi Chiya Bar Gamda writes the following, Musar Hashem b'ni al timas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you Musar, and you know what? You interrupt in the middle. No, you stop. You end an aliyah, you make a mishaberech. No, ben gavra le gavra. No, that's not appropriate. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is admonishing you. Divrei Tochacha. All of a sudden, you start doing everything else. So, that's not appropriate to do. Okay. Reish Lakish writes the following chiddush, that no, ein mevarech in al haparamos. You're going to stop in the middle of the Tochacha. You're going to recite a bracha. And we should try to avoid recite a bracha on Odovara. Of course, that sometimes in life you do so. But you know what? If you have a choice, you're going to end on aliyah on an upside, in the davar tov, a bracha. You're going to end on a davara. That's the minhag. No, the gabayim always have to be aware of that. You're going to make a hosafa, fine, but don't end an aliyah on a davara. If the haftorah ends in a davara, we always try to repeat an earlier pasuk in order to see to it that the bracha will be chal on the davar tov. Where is that found? That minhag. But mikra adin, that's the tochacha. The ein mafsikin beklalos. You're laning the tochacha. So in such a case, don't quit do it because of etos efes bracha. Whoa. So the taz in two places, kuf lametes and taf chavches, that this is a mishnah. This is a mishnah of ein mafsikin beklalos. And you're going to explain the mishnah of ein mafsikin beklalos because ein mevarach in ala peronos. What was the practice in the time of the mishnah? The rishon, the kohen, recited the bracha lifaneha. And the achron recited the bracha lachareha. There were no intermediate brachos at all. You know, if you were to ask me why we should not do so, okay, that's a good etza, Reish Lakish. That no, because that would necessitate an additional bracha. But how can you explain the mishnah that way? No, this is a mishnah of ein mafsikin bekolos. In Bizmana Mishnah, the Poseach, the Chosem, even if you were to stop, there were no brachos. Oh, that's the kasha that the Taz writes. Pretty powerful, powerful kasha. No? But how can Reish Lakish explain the Mishnah? Ein mafsikin beklalos, in the context of brachos, when there were no brachos. There were no brachos be'emtza hakriya. The Taz gives different answers in those two places. In Kufla Mites, the Taz writes the following. It's true that practically speaking, there were no brachos, but the bracha was chal on each and every aliyah. And therefore, to have a new ola, that already is considered to be a violation of Ein Mevarach in Ala Peronos. Chiddush that the Taz writes. The Taz and Tav Chav Ches writes, practically speaking, there were times, even Bizman HaMishnah, that there indeed was a bracha. It's not that only the Kohen recites the bracha lefaneha, and only the Achron recites the bracha achareha. It means the following, that recognize that there's a separate bracha for every aliyah. It's just that the mindset was that everyone was going to be yotzei with the bracha of the Kohen. Everyone would be yotzei with the bracha of the Achron. But if a situation would arise where that was not the case, let's assume, for example, a person came in late, didn't hear the bracha of the Kohen. If he was a Kohen aliyah, he would have to recite the bracha. It's not that there's no bracha. It's that he was Yotzei Dechavasa Al Yedei, the bracha of the Kohen. If a person, for whatever reason, did not do that, or did not have in mind, he would have to recite a bracha. So the Taz writes, realize that even Bizman HaMishnah, there was a possibility of a bracha be'emtza hakriya, and that's where Reish Lakish says that Mishnah tells the same of Sikin Bokolos. Okay, admittedly, the Terutzim are not so simple. Ooh, but if you look in Avud Raham, Kuf Yudalit, and this is quoted in Elio Rabba, there in Tav Chav Ches, Rabbi Kveger writes this, the Tosas Rabbi Kveger, the Mishnah Yisra Megillin Paragimel, and if you look in the backs of the Gemara Maseches of Adazar, there's the Maseches Sofrim, in Perek Yud Beis, in the bottom, there's a Pirushah where it's clear, at a great, great length, Benachlas Yaakov, where he writes, there's a very great Chiddush to Reish Lakish. And you know what that is? That even though week in and week out, all year long, only the Kohen recited the bracha, and only the Achron recited the bracha, that was not true when it comes to the Kriya Satocha. The Kriya Satocha is a separate Takanas Ezra. And the Kriya Satocha required its own brachos. Just like, let's assume, for example, the Poseach would recite the bracha lefarem, and the Achron recite the bracha achareha, but it was Parsha Zachar. And they would take out a separate Sefer Torah, and they would lay in Parsha Zachar. Of course, there were separate brachos. That wasn't a seamless kriya with the Parsha Sashavua, that would be included in the brachos that typically were recited. Ooh, so that's the Chiddush of Udraham already writes, that there were separate brachos for the Parshas HaTochacha. Because this was not just simply Parshas HaShavua. This was a separate takana of Kriyas HaTorah. And Rabbi Kivega writes, there were separate brachos even be'emtsa, if there would be a hefsek. If there would be a hefsek, it would trigger a new chiyu bracha as well. And that's why that statement of Reish Lakish is so powerful. It's not just b'tkufas amoraim, once we have individual brachos, that in mafsikin b'lakolos, but already b'zman ha-mishnah. Because recognize that this is a separate takanas Ezra. It was obvious that it was a separate takanas Ezra. Because you would go to shul, and there weren't individual brachos, and all of a sudden, someone was reciting a bracha, right, on this special takana. For us, number one, that it sounds like this is just Parshas HaShavua, and we recite brachos on it, and every aliyah. It doesn't look like there's anything atypical about the Shabbos is Kriyas HaTorah, but realize that no, this is a separate Takanas Ezra, the brachos and klalos that one indeed should internalize, placing you on the threshold of the Bimei Hadin. What's amazing is, if you look in the Halakos Gedolos, the Bahag counts this parsha of brachos and klalos among the Taryag Mitzvahs. It's one of the Taryag Mitzvahs. Brachos and klalos of our grizim in our Eva. And very unclear in Halakos Gedolos, what exactly is he referring to when he's counting the brachos and klalos? You know, the Rambam discusses this at length. Because the Rambam in Shoresh Gimel writes that in order to be counted in Taryag Mitzvahs, a mitzvah has to be Melheges Ladoros. You're not going to include in Taryag Mitzvahs something which is Horasha. So even though, for example, the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, you know, there were many Tzivuyim, many Chiyuvim, but the Rambam writes, I'm not going to include that in Minina Mitzvahs because it's only Horasha. You know, Horasha can be something that applies once. Horasha can be something that applies for many, 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 many years. But maybe at some point it would come to an end. Rav Chaim suggests it's such a chiddush. You look in the Rambam. The Rambam does not count the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, Yeminin HaMitzvahs. Or Sameach suggests maybe because of the Rambam Shitas, it's only a din derabbanan. Pretty stunning. The mitzvah of Laman Tizkar, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, Bayom of Alayla, is only a din derabbanan. All those drashos are only an asmachta, a chiddush. Rav Chaim maintained, no, the Rambam holds, it's a din daraisa. But it's not noheges ladoros. Why not noheges ladoros? Because the Rambam paskins, like Ben Zoma, and that lasid lavo. No? Lasid lavo. Meaning that Yemei Chayach is Yomim, Kol Yemei Chayach is Leilos. And there's no ribui lehavi the Mos HaMashiach. What exactly does that mean? Mufurish in Gemara that the Mos HaMashiach, we're not going to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim at all. That's an incredible example of a horasha. It's something that applies for millennia, but not lehavi the Mos HaMashiach. Oh, and in such a case, therefore it's not going to be counted in minin ha-mitzvos. So when the Rambam discusses this yisod, that a horasha is not to be counted in taryag mitzvos, the Rambam writes, and since this is true, how in the world can the Bahad count the brachos and kolos of our Gris and Rezel as one of Tariq Mitzvos? That was true once, but it's not something that is noheges ladoros. And how can the Bahad include that in Minina Mitzvos? The Ramban there, explaining the sheet to the Bahad in Shoresh Gimel, writes a very fascinating distinction. That sometimes you have something like Pesach Mitzrayim, where what Bnei Yisrael were told to do was only a horasha, in the sense that it was only true then, and there was no kiyum ladoros. Oh, the Ramban writes, that's not true of our Gris and our Eval. It's true. The ceremony, the procedure, what the Torah describes was only true then. But Ramban writes, in Yonam, the effect, the consequence of our Gris and Eval, that's something, of course, which is no Hegas Ladavis. In terms of the act of, yeah, then. But in terms of its effect, its chalos, that's something which is obviously ongoing. That was the Knis of the Bris. And since when do you assume a Knis of the Bris is only a Rasha, something which is not Noheges Ladaros? And therefore the Ramban writes, that's why the Bahag is going to count this, because this is not a Harasha. The impact of the Tochacha, her Grizim, her Evo, that is something which is absolutely, absolutely Noheges Ladaros. But perhaps one could suggest that not just in principle, as a knis lebris, is something which is no egvedoros, but maybe even in practice as well. You know, the Gemara writes in the very daf, Megillah daf lamed aleph, that the toch is found twice in Chumash, in Parshas Bechukosi and Parshas Kisavo. And as I've often mentioned, the Gemara says there's a fundamental difference between them. After all, the tochacha in Bechukosi teilechu, is B'loshen Rabbim. And here, the Gemara writes, the brachos and klalos are b'loshen yachid. That's mufurish in Gemara. Megillah daf lamed aleph. The difference between loshen rabim as opposed to loshen yachid. As often mentioned, the Gaon, the very end of Divrei Eliyahu, points out that, realize, that's something which is an incredible yesod. Why does the Torah use Loshon Rabbim and other times they use Loshon Yachid? So the Gon writes, the Ko Makam Hamedaveres for Rabbim, Huli Yachid. The Ko Makam Hamedaveres for Yachid, Huli Rabbim. That's the comment of the Gon. Anytime the Torah uses Loshon Rabbim, it's to the Yachid. Whenever the Torah uses Yachid, it's to the Rabbim. No? Meaning what? Unusual. Whenever the Torah speaks Loshon Rabbim, it means that the Schiv is for each individual. It's a chov asayachid. In Lamdus, what does a chov asayachid mean? Each and every yachid is obligated to. And when the Torah uses Lashon Yachid, what exactly does that mean? The tzibur is a whole. It's a chovas hatzibur. And that's found throughout Shas. The Gemara writes in Sukkah, and Daf Mem Aleph. How do you know that everyone is obligated to take Dalet Minin? Maybe one should argue that, what do you mean? That Dalet Minin is something which is limited to, right? Avodas Hamikdash. No, the Gemara says, Ulekachtem Lachem, Ulekachtem Lashon Rabbim, Lekicha V'yad Kol Echa V'yachem. And Tosus spells out, Yidiksev Ulekachtem, V'loksev Ulekachta. The Tosus on the top of Mem Alephim Beis, Nesek HaSukkah. Ulekachtem means, Lechol Echa V'yachem. The Gemara Menachos, Daf Samachay, Uspartem Lachem, Sir Lechol Echa V'yachem. Everyone is obligated to do so. Tosus writes, and what about Sfir Shnas Hayovel? Ooh, that the Torah tells us, V'safarta L'cha, B'loshon Yachid. What does that mean? Klal Yisrael as a whole, as a whole. So Tosfos writes a Kiddush. Klal Yisrael as a whole. How is that manifest? The Sanhedrin. Tosfos writes, ooh, the Sanhedrin, every year, counts the year of the Yovel with the Bracha. With the Bracha. That's a Kiddush. Huh? It's a Safek and Ramban. But Tosfos is Mefurish. That the Sanhedrin counts the year of the Yovel with a bracha, because v'safarta l'cha. If it's l'cha, it means klal Yisrael as a whole, a chovas hatzibur, fulfilled al yedei ha-Sanhedrin. I mentioned in earlier shiurim, the Rambam has two dinim of Baal Tosef. The Rambam has Baal Tosef for a yachid and Baal Tosef for a Sanhedrin. The Rambam has Baal Tosef for Yachid, a person violates Baal Tosef, embellishing inappropriately a mitzvah. No. Birchas Kohanim with four brachos, not three brachos. Rosh Hashanah Chavches. Tefillin with another parsha. Lulav and Esra with another min. That is a mitzvah behosafa. And then the Rambam writes, Nochos Rambam, Beiv Tes, that you have a new concept. Baal Tosef of Sanhedrin. Baal Tosef de Horah. The Sanhedrin declares that an Issid Rabbanan is an Issid Araisa. The Rambam's example, the Sanhedrin gets up and instructs us that Bisar Oth Becholah is forbidden in HaTorah, because that's Pshat in the Pasuk. The Rambam writes the Sanhedrin violates this Rav Baltosif. There's Baltosif on the Yochid. There's Baltosif collectively. Baltosif Dora on the representative of the Tzibur. If one were to ask Mehechatesi, where do you see this is true? That's the Raivitz Kasha. Where do you see that they're two dinim of Baltosif? You know what it would suggest? Because they're two partials of Baltosif. The Torah mentions this Rav Baltosif in Bi'eschana. And the Torah repeats this Rav Baltosif in Parshas Re'eh. And a stunning difference. V'eschanan lo sosifu, v'loshen rabbi. In Re'eh lo sosef, v'loshen yochid. Two parshios, two dinim of Baltosif. One which is a chovas yachid, the other which is the chovas hatzibur, Baltosif, tahorah. And I'll tell you, I think this is more than a diuk, because without exception, every time the Rambam talks about a yachid who inappropriately adds to a mitzvah, the Rambam quotes the pasuk in V'eschanan. And every time, without exception, the Ram talks about Baltosif Tahora, the Ram quotes the Pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. No, so safe a lot. No? That, I think, is a compelling diuk. But they're two dinim, two parshios. And here, the Gemara writes, that's true when it comes to the Tochacha. There's a Tochacha called B'Lashon Rabbin. There's a Tochacha which is B'Lashon Yochid. You know what that means? That means that the Knisa Lebris has two dimensions to it. A chovas yachid and a chovas hatzibur. We're bound to the mitzvah satora as a yachid, but we're bound to the mitzvah satora collectively as a tzibur. So therefore, no doubt that im b'chokosei teleichu means l'chol echad v'yachad. Everyone is obligated to. And all of a sudden here, Parshas Kisavo, you have a tocha b'loshin yachid, a tocha b'loshin yachid, which binds Knesset Yisrael. There's a gon in Aderes Eliyahu. It fits in so beautifully. The Gon is bothered simply by Poshup Shah. No. Yelein the Tochacha. It's frightening, no? Yelein the Parsha Satochacha. No. How do you sleep on Motzei Shabbos, no? The Kriya Sator is frightening. No, the Tochacha. And all of a sudden, no, the Parsha Sitzavim. V'haya v'shamu es divrei Allah hazos. You hear this Tochacha. V'yizbarach v'levava lemor shalom yelein. No? What in the world does that mean? You hear the words of the Tochacha? What the devastating consequence to deviation from the Derech Hashem? And what are you going to say? No. Shalom yeh kishirus li'be'elech. That's the response. That's the response. How in the world? So that's what the Gon writes in the Derech Eliyahu. V'hayah v'shamas divrei Allah hazos. You're hearing this Tochacha. This Tochacha is B'Loshin Yochid. B'Loshin Yochid typically means Klal Yisrael as a whole. I don't have to count the years of the Yoga. Baltosif Dorah is not something that relates to me directly. It means Klal Yisrael as a whole. The Gon writes, he thinks that's Poshup Shabbat Pasuk. When you hear a Tochacha that's B'Loshin Yochid, you know what? A person can make a mistake and think that mitzvos, Klal Yisrael collectively is obligated to, but individually, shriris libi elech. And that's why the Gon writes, the pasuk has to go out of its way and tell you, that's not true. And if you're going to ask me, so why in the world then does the pasuk use loshen yachid? The Torah gives the answer. You know why? Lo itchem levadchem. Lo itchem levadchem. Because you know what? This tochacha is not just for you, the yechidim, who physically are standing there. But this Rashi writes, the Rabbos, Doros, Abayim Achrav. This is something that will bind anyone who ever joins Knesset Yisrael. You're born 2,000 years later, and this Tochacha binds you. How exactly does that work? Because this is a Tochacha, which is B'Loshin Yachid. That's exactly what the Torah tells us. That now, you're going to hear this talk B'Loshin Yachid. And you're going to think that, you know what? Yeah, the Rabbim as opposed to each individual. No, the Pasuk tells us, this is the clear Tochacha that binds all of Knesset Yisrael as a single unit. So I'll tell you something. No, you look in the Gemara, Sota Daf Lamed Zayin, Sanhedrin and Daf Mem Gimel, a principle you all know, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zebazet. What's the source? What's the source of Arvos? What's the source of Arvos? So guess what? The Gemara quotes these psukim. B'tochecha in Kisavam, in a Parshas Nitzavim. And he starts Hashem Elkeinu. And he goes, Lano B'nei Lado Olam. No, the Gemara says, this is the theme of the Parsha. This is the Parsha of Arvos. How Arvos? Because this is a collective Tochecha, which the Gemara says means that I'm not only responsible as a yachid for mine, but rather you're responsible collectively for each and every member of Knesset Yisrael. And the Gemara writes something stunning in those sukkahs, that why is that tochacha here? Because you know what? Arvus of Knesset Yisrael goes hand in hand with Bias Haaretz, Yerusha V'Yeshiva. And that's exactly why the Gemara writes that the full Dine Arvus only kicked in when Bnei Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael. And that's why the Gemara explains the special dots on these psukim, in order to indicate that there's a measure of Arvus, because Knesset Yisrael is united by Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, in the Midbar, Yechidim. But now, on the threshold of Bias Haaretz, that's Lo'idchem Levadchem. And therefore, that's exactly why the timing of the Tochachos was originally, yes, B'loshen Rabbim, but now, B'loshen Yochid. And that is the Parsha of Arvus, of Arvus. So, Ruchem Fischel Torah writes just simply the following Ha'ara. You look in the Sefer Mitzvot of Sadi Yigom, Nun Zayin. Rav Sadi Yigom, like the Baha'i, counts this as part of the Minyan HaMitzvot. How is this part of Minyan HaMitzvot? Oh, so Ramban writes because it's a Kinyus L'Bris, which is Noheges L'Doros. But maybe another suggestion, and that is, this is the Mitzvah of Arvus. The Mitzvah of Arvus. Its source, the Gemara writes, is this Tochacha. And therefore, perhaps that is the intent of the Bahag and the Rav Sadi Yigom, that this is the Chidush Akra of a Tochacha, which is Lashon Yachid, which is the Arvus, which is part of the Takanas Ezra, that has to be the theme of the Kriyas HaTorah on the threshold of Yom HaNorayim. Not just simply Shmiras HaMitzvos individually, but collectively in that notion of Arvus. And therefore, Arvus, is a mitzvah? But I'll tell you a further Chidush. Arvus as a mitzvah b'fnei'atzim. That's an interesting Kiddush as well. After all, if you were writing a Sefer HaMitzvot, would you count Arvus as a separate mitzvah or not? You know, maybe this is true, maybe not, but maybe the Rambam doesn't count Shuv in many Arvus. You know? Melchassima thinks that's true. Maybe that's not true. Because the Rambam does count Midui. Now, and it's hard for us to fathom vidu it achuva, no? But the Minchas Tinuch works with that assumption. Unbelievable that tshuva is a privilege, and you'd be an absolute fool not to take advantage of. But who says tshuva is a mitzvah? It's an opportunity. But who says it's absolutely a mitzvah? And that's why the Rambam does not count, right, tshuva in minyan mitzvos. There's no mitzvah in the Rambam of v'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha. But Mer Simcha writes the following Kiddush. Even if tshuva is an absolute mitzvah, but is it an independent mitzvah? Or Samantha writes the following Kiddush. There are taryag mitzvahs of tshuva. Not one mitzvah of tshuva. There are taryag mitzvahs of tshuva. Every mitzvah Hashem has built into it the component of tshuva. The Torah says you must, you may not. And if you fail, you know what? That demands tshuva. Not as an independent mitzvah, interesting chiddush, no, but as part of each and every mitzvah. How would you understand Arvus? Just simply as an independent mitzvah? Or is Arvus an expansion of the root chiyuv in each and every mitzvah? You know, if you look in Ritva, the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah Chavtes, the Ritva also has something called Hilchos Brachos. The Ritva, right, in Perakei of Ochos Brachos, where the Ritva explains our rules just simply as follows. I'm obligated in a mitzvah. What is my obligation in the mitzvah? My obligation in the mitzvah is not just to see to it that I, but my obligation in the mitzvah is to see to it that you. That's part of my chiyuv in the given mitzvah. To the point that I am a dayin mechuyev adavar, even if I already did, but you did not. And that's how the Ritva explains the whole concept. Rosh HaKavtesa of Yotza Motzi. Because after all, that it's true that once you're exempt, you're done. But you're not exempt. Because you know, you made Kiddush, great. You heard the Megillah, great. But there's someone else who as yet must do so. That's your chiyuv. Your chiyuv of. And that's why you're called the Dayan Mechuyev Adavar. And the Ritva writes this beautiful mashal that all of Knesset Yisrael is Guf Echad. Guf Echad. Your chiyuv is not separate from mine, but rather an expansion of. And that's why, that even though komi shenu mechuyev adavar, in a motzi yisrael yechavasa, but yet we have a concept of a yotza motzi. You look at the Ritva seems to tilt toward, right, a very specific understanding of arvus as an expansion of my particular chiyuv. Ravi Kvega writes this in three places. That's how you understand the yesod of arvus. Not as a din klali, but as a mitzvah pratis. It's part of each and every mitzvah. You know that famous kash of Noda Behuda, Dogma of Avarei Shain Aleph? The Gemara writes, Brachos Tavchav, Shavuos Tavchav, Noshim Chayavos B'Kiddush Hayom. Women are obligated in Kiddush. And Rover Shonim assume the Ram Perachav Tesef of Shabbos, we assume Rei Shain Aleph, that Kiddush does not require suda midaraisa, does not require yayin midaraisa. You're yotze with kiddush bedvarim, mefurish and rambam, which means that Noda Behuda writes that when you daven mariv, you're yotze the mitzvah deraisa of kiddush, and when you come home, you're only chayiv now in kiddush derabbanan, and your wife is also obligated in kiddush midaraisa, and let's assume that she is not davening mariv. So as of yet, she's obligated in Kiddush Min HaTorah. So that's the Noda Behuda Sarachiyah. You come home, Kiddush Rabbanan, if your wife is Kiddush Daraisa, how in the world are you motzi your wife in Kiddush? And Noda Behuda leaves this surprisingly as a Sarachiyah, as a Sarachiyah. How indeed that works. The simple teretz, of course, is what in the world? No, I can make Kiddush 20 times, even if I was fully yotze, because of arvus. No, it's the Noda Behuda writes, there's a rush that writes, Nashim lav benos arvus ninu. That doesn't apply to women. Only applies to men. Oh, there's no arvus. So therefore, yeah, you don't assume yotze motzi. So therefore, if I was already yotze, how can I be motzi others? That's the Novita's like striking tzarechim. Okay. There's another Novita, the tzlach and brachos and alpha, nun aleph, the similar ma'alef. Okay. Rabbi Kvega writes, he doesn't think that whole thing is true. What, it's just a gzeres hakosuv that arvus doesn't apply to women? No, well, don't be supporting a rush. Yeah, Rabbi Kvega writes, there in the Shulchan Aruch, in Reisha and Aleph. Yeah, but what in the world is the rush talking about when the rush makes that stunning statement? You know what the rush is bothered by? Simply the following. That it's mefurish in the Gemara, in brachos, and avchach, and medeis, that men are obligated in birchas hamazon, midaraisa. That's clear. Women, not so clear. Maybe women are only obligated in birchas hamazon, midraban. Rashi says, because alaretz atov eshenosamach, meaning Yerusha, Tosus writes, no, because there's a recurrent invention of bris, and Torah. Bris and Torah. Women are excluded from Bris Milah. Women are exempt from Talmud Torah. So therefore, maybe women are exempt from Birchas HaMazon. Who? Poshur Pshat and Atosus? You see the need to acknowledge Bris and Torah and benching. Poshur Pshat is? Adindaraisa. Against a Ritva. Where is that Ritva? Hilchos Brachos. Another Ritva in Hilchos Brachos. That bris and Torah and benching is only a din drabanan. That's a pretty heavy machlokas. Whether bris and Torah and benching is a din daraisa, or whether it's a din drabanan. You know why that's such an important machlokas? Machlokas Rishonim with a bris and jars of ice and Rabbanan. Oh, there's also a Tosas and Brachos Tazayim, where the simple beer and Tosas is the minion HaBrachos of Birchas Hamazon. Is there ice? That's pretty heavy, no? Three brachos in benching with daraisa, a tosos and brachos dafte zayin, tosos and brachos chafum and beis, bris and torah is daraisa. Bris and torah is daraisa. You know why that's so important, halacha? It's not just important in terms of shiurim, like, you know, what is the nature of? I'll ask you the following issue. Adina Ravi Kaveger, can you fulfill the mitzvah daraisa of birchas hamazon? You ready? With an alamichya. That's pretty interesting, no? Or I'll phrase the question differently. All those cases in Shulchan Aruch, well, Kufei Bav, where it's a Safek Birchas HaMazon, a Safek Alamichya. Is that a Safek of the Reis Lachum, or is that a Safek of the Ram? If I can be Yotze benching with an Alamichya, guess what? The Safek Birchas HaMazon, a Safek Alamichya, now is reduced to a Safek Derabanan. Because midaraisa, I'm going to bench. Because alamichya is good enough. Well, what does that depend on? Well, I'll tell you, there's something benching has that alamichya doesn't have. Now, minyan habrachos, three as opposed to one, and risen to the. If any one of those is daraisa, so I'll tell you, you know what? You can't be yotzi benching midaraisa with an alamichya. If you assume kipshuta, that those only dinim drabana, the minyan habrachos, rover shem, of course, and the chidish dritti, even risen to the. So you've reduced every safek Birchas HaMazon Alamichya to a safek Derabanan. Safek Derabanan. That's a pretty fascinating deal. Oh, so Tosfos writes that maybe women are exempt from benching with Araisa because they're excluded from Bris and Torah. Excluded from Bris and Torah. Okay. So the Gemara says, is there enough to mean whether women are chayiv mid Araisa? Whether women are only chayvim benching derabanan, well, of course there's nafka mina. No? Ishim of reches lavala. Can a woman be motzi a man in birchas hamazon? If they're obligated, yes. But if they're only obligated mid derabanan, then not. Okay. That's the gemara brachos. You know what the problem is, the Rosh writes? What about brachos a little bit later, daf memches? Where the gemara says that you ate today's seer. And I only ate it because I is. Where the Rosh writes that even though you're chayv midarais and only chayv the Rabbanan, because that's the Sheet of Rashi, the Tosfos of the Rosh, I can still be motzi under Birchas HaMazon. Because even though I'm only chayv the Rabbanan, I can be motzi you who's abed midarais. What's the Rosh writes? Isn't that a steer of glory? That memches. Adrabanu ki motzi daraisa and brachos tavchav. No, that's not true. That's not true. So the Rosh writes, I'll tell you the teretz, the akash. There's a big difference between a man who eats a kazayis and a woman who's exempt from birchas hamazon. A man, we can apply the principle of arvos. And therefore, even if I only ate the shir drabanan, but I can bench on your behalf. But not regarding women. We wouldn't apply that to women. And therefore not. Usum afurish merash. Nashim arnat benos arvos ninu. See what I think Yveda writes? That the Rosh does not mean a chok gzeres akasav, that women are not included in arvos. You know what the Rosh means? Very, very simple. Arvos is not an independent mitzvah. Arvos is an extension, it's an expansion of your obligation in that particular mitzvah. So there's a huge difference between a man who is obligated in Birchas HaMazon and a woman who is exempt from Birchas HaMazon. If you're obligated in Birchas HaMazon, you're obligated in the Arvos of Birchas HaMazon. And now I can apply the principle of Yatzeh Motzi. But if women are exempt from Birchas HaMazon, how can they be obligated in the arvos of Birchas HaMazon if they're exempt from Birchas HaMazon? That's what the Rosh means. But if you have a mitzvah that women are obligated in, of course there's arvos in that mitzvah. So if the Gemara writes that women are obligated in Kiddush, Nashim Chayavos B'Kiddush Hayom, there's full arvos. in Kiddush Hayom for men and for women. And therefore, every kinegretz, of course, a husband can motzi his wife in Birchas HaMazon. The Rosh writes, there's a case where you don't extend the arvos if you're exempt. If you're exempt. But that's a stunning chiddush, Rabbi Kleger. In other words, that arvos is not an independent chiyuv. Arvos is an expansion of. And that's Rabbi Kleger's yisod. The three places Rabbi Kleger assumes that, as the Devar Poshut, where arvos is an expansion of your chiyuv in a particular mitzvah. That Rabbi Kleger and Shulchan Aruch and Reish Ayin Aleph, the chiddush she Rabbi Kleger regarding a different din on brachos tav chaf and beis, and a chiddush Rabbi Kleger Megillah daf yotes. Those three places, Rabbi Kleger assumes that arvos is not independent in a vacuum. It's not a separate mitzvah, but arvos is an expansion of. Admittedly, that's a chiddush. Admittedly, that's a chiddush. Imagine, for example, there's only one lulav and esrog in town, and you know what? For some unusual reason, it's owned by a woman. And you know, you kind of go over to her and say, you know what? Arvos demands that you give us your Dalavina in order we can fulfill the mitzvah as well. Right? And you know what she's going to say? She's going to say, Rabbi Kivagan Reish Ha'alaf, Rabbi Kivagan Brachas Tavchach, Rabbi Kivagan Brachas Tavchach, that no. Arvos is an extension of. And Dalad Nim is Zman Grama, and I'm exempt from Lulav and Esrog, so I'm exempt from any arvos associated with. You'd probably say to her, come on. You're like, yeah. What do you mean? Arvos, like Tochacha, like Lifneiver, maybe is not from your perspective, it's from the perspective of the one who you're facilitating. No? There is such a Chiddush in Ramban, no? Yivam Asna Pei Dalad. That if I'm exempt from an Isser, I'm exempt from the Lifnei Iver of that Isser. That's such a Kiddush. No? Vashub Shat, it's not from my perspective. It's from the perspective of that individual. If he's Chayiv, if he's Bechlal HaYisser. So realize, there is a Kiddush to this Ha'ar of Rabbi Kveger. But undeniably, the concept of Arvus as a Hagdara Daraisa, maybe as a separate mitzvah, or maybe as a sniff, an extension, a part of the pratiya mitzvah of each and every one. So it is a chiddush to assume that arvos should be a standalone mitzvah in minyan mitzvos, even if you acknowledge, as we do, that arvos, of course, is a din d'oraisa. But the source of arvos is the brachos and klalos, right? A parshas Yisavo, and the ensuing parshas Yisavo. And I would tell you that's why it's far from coincidence that this is the Kriya Satorah immediately before Rosh Hashanah, that you have to lay in Kisavu. And as Tosus writes, you have to lay in Yitzavu. And Chazal, so magnificently, were misadded the whole Parshas HaShavua by combining and separating. To see to it, this is exactly how this falls out. No, because realize, this is a separate Takar says. Abu Dharam writes, in earlier times it was obvious, they had separate brachos. For us, it's less obvious, but realize that mindset is critical. We always announce in Shul, right? The Shabbos, right? Have in mind to be Yotzi, the Takanas Ezra, now Megillah Daf Lamed Aleph, Shulchan Aruch Tav Chaf Ches, now the special Kriya Satorah that we have this Shabbos, and realize that internally that this is essential for the Hachana of Yemei Hadin. If you think that you can approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu during Yemei Hadin, right, individually, right, you're setting yourself up for a rude awakening. No? It's the schus of the tzibur as a whole. And your ability to link into the tzibur, the kaparas of tzibur, the tkiah shofar, which is not only right, as a yachid, the tkiah shofar in the context of the chazar sashatz, the tfilas of tzibur, a vidui not only in a silent shemnesrei, but a vidui in a chazara sashatz, because of those two elements of the knis lebris of the tochacha, lashon rabim and lashon yachid as well. But recognize it's a mindset of archiv when it comes to mitzvah satorah in the broadest enterprise of Odas Hashem. Of course, as yichidim, that begins with the tochacha and vayikra, but concludes with the tochacha and kisavo of Lavidchem Levadchem. And therefore not surprising the unique Takanas Ezra, that you have to make sure that this is how we approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the threshold of the Yomei HaDin. So bear in mind, of course, the Shabbos, the separate dinim of Kriya Satara, the special Takanas Ezra, the Chiddush of Eliyahu Rabbah, of the Nachlas Yaakov, of Ravi Geveger, of Udraham, that's why the Mishnah tells us that even though other times, yes, Osafos, when it comes to the Tochacha, Emaf Sikin Bekolos, and Rish Lakish explains, because even in the time of the Mishnah, a separate Kriya Satara, separate Brachos, and realize that the Bracha always, of course, must be Chalan Adavrato. So I realize that the Yom Noraim have begun, not only because of Chodesh Elul, not only because of the Minag of Sfarad to begin Slichas, but realize already the Shabbos, L'chul Yom, positioning yourself in order to understand the focus of the Brachos and Klaus, the Knis of the Bris, of HaGrizim and Arim.
Does this work that way?